Hey guys, welcome back. It's Damien from Marketing Food Online podcast. I've got a really truly interesting podcast today. I'm always trying to give you guys resources for different avenues and different ways to sell your food products, or if you're just starting out, to give you some brainstorming ideas on other places to sell your food products or your snacks or candies or whatever it may be that you're making in different directions and different ways. I've been a big believer always in offering our products in as many possible locations online as possible. And of course, when it comes to retail stores, getting into a large chain is always a great thing and good thing if that's what you want to take the direction of your company. But today I wanted to cover, there's three particular companies I'm going to talk about, and you may not have ever thought of this, but they are huge generators of sales and revenue, and especially with snacks and small packaged food items. So let's get this podcast started. All right, guys. Okay, so here's what I'm going to talk about. You may have not thought of this, but you actually probably shopped at them a million times, especially if you travel on the roadways and you are going from one city to the next or even a state to the next. And what it is convenient gas station food stores. Convenience stores that are located along highways and byways all over the U.S. And I'm going to talk about three in particular and give you some stats and some numbers to give you an idea of just how big they are. And of course, this is kind of an uncommon, kind of outside the box idea, because it's not necessarily a food retail store like you would think a grocery store would be. But the amount of revenue these companies generate combined, just these three alone, is in the hundreds of billions of dollars a year, believe it or not. And it's pretty mind-boggling the amount of product that they sell. So let me get started with the first of the three, and I'm going to explain to you basically how you can approach them as well and how you can go about possibly getting your food product in a few of them or even all of them. So the first one is Quick Trip. Quick Trip is 547 locations, okay? So you got to think of those as 547 opportunities for you to get your product into that many stores, okay? And the great thing about these places in comparing them to a retail food location like a grocery store, the thing with these places are that they turn over the product much more frequently in the smaller, and they're also smaller quantities. They don't necessarily have to be a huge family pack or a large container, large packaging of product, but they turn over smaller quantities of food in a much bigger rate. And what does that mean? Why is that a good thing for you? Well, if you can produce your product in a smaller packaging, the thing with this is that they're going to reorder on a much more frequent basis as opposed to a grocery store would if you've got a larger package of product. And I'll give an example. So if you go to many of these Quick Trips, or you go to a racetrack, or if you go to Pilot Travel Centers, and those are the other two companies I'm going to get into, what they do is they sell snacks for people just who are on the go, okay? And let's say a box of smaller packaged mixed nuts, and again, I'm just using these as examples. If you go to a grocery store, you have a tendency to get larger containers of, let's say, a one-pound container of mixed nuts. Well, if you created 4-ounce containers or a 4-ounce bag, which is a snack size, and you were able to sell four of those to four different customers instead of just 1 pound of nuts to one customer in a grocery store, I would probably choose selling it to four people. Why? Because you want those four separate transactions for four separate customers. Those are potential customers who may, if you've got your website on the bag or packaging, they're going to go to your website. If they love your product, they want to learn more about it, they're going to take a look at it. You also have an opportunity to just get your brand awareness out there to four customers as opposed to a single one. Now, of course, this is a very small example and breaking it down in a very simple way. But take 547 locations and you sell four packages to four different customers at each location. Now you're talking about over, you know, you're talking to 2,000 or more customers that you're potentially selling your product to. And the thing with them, again, like I was saying, is that they have such a frequency overturn, a quick turnover of product, that they have a tendency to order from you much more rapidly and have potentially have larger orders of smaller packaging sizes. So having the opportunity to get your product into these stores is huge. And the thing is that you got to understand a couple aspects, is that based upon individual profit margins on each package, they're very low, but when you're talking about the overall order, when they're ordering 1,000 bags from you or 500 bags or even more, a couple thousand or 10,000, now it begins to add up. And again, you've got the potential to attract more customers along the way. So if a customer grabs your product and they enjoy it, you know, you have the potential to have them go to your website and find out more, and then you could generate even larger sales or even more sales. So the idea of leveraging these smaller grocery stores, in a sense, these quick trips and racetracks, they give you the potential to really grow your brand in a much different way than you would, you know, if you're selling it at a local grocery store, or if you're selling them online and you're doing individual sales to customers who are ordering products from you from your e-commerce stores. So the other one is actually racetrack, which I'm sure all of us have probably driven past one or stopped at one of these before. And they've got 650 locations, and they're expanding just constantly. So as of the date of this podcast right now, January 26, they've got an excess of 650 locations, and every year they keep adding more and more. And again, they're the same type of small grocery store, if you want to say, convenience store as a Quick Trip, but they're located all over the place. Now, the third and final one is actually Pilot Travel Centers. So if you've ever traveled on I-70 or I-10 or I-95 corridors, if you drive those, I've gone to these multiple times when I travel through the East Coast. But when you go on these corridors, you see them everywhere. They're the travel centers that have, you know, the rest stops with the gas stations and the food marts, and then they sublet a lot of their locations to like Subways or Domino's Pizza. But these places, there's an excess of 300 plus, and these are huge centers. These are not just a gas station stopover, but they've got a lot of amenities and other items that they offer their customers. And again, they go through product like crazy. And again, it could be a small size package compared to what you would maybe traditionally sell to a local grocery store or maybe even online. But again, it's about, if you want to build a brand and build a brand awareness for your product and your snack and your candy items, these are great places to do business with. Because again, they order in such frequency because they turn over product, and especially during holiday travel times, if it's a Labor Day or 4th of July or Christmas and Thanksgiving and such, a lot of people travel, not necessarily through airplanes, but through cars. And these places are great little tiny gold mines if you're looking to start your food business and get yourself up and running. Or, you know, if you're an existing e-commerce business, I mean, you know, you could potentially even just have another source of income by offering your products to these places. So the next question is, how do I get my products there? So it's a great question. What I recently did is I'm actually in the process myself of looking into two of the three. I actually just went to Google. I simply typed in Quick Trip Vendor or Racetrack Vendor. Basically, you want to use within the Google search the word vendor. They're going to have pages set up within their websites and even contact numbers for their corporate buyers. And from there, they'll direct you as to whom you speak with. And then a lot of times they're going to set minimums, and they may have a list of obviously documentation and make sure that you're incorporated as a business, you're insured and all that good stuff. But they're going to give you the direction that you need to take to send in samples. And how they traditionally do it is how most buyers do it, is they just want to take a look at the product, they'll sample it, they want to see your pricing. Then also they're going to ask you what's your capacity for production, you know, how many units can you put out, because they're not going to play around. When they place an order, it's going to be in excess of the thousands and thousands of units. So, you know, the turnaround time, how long does it take for you to make the product, and all that good stuff. So just be aware that they may look into all of that. But again, if you're an existing company, accessing those documents and getting to them should be easy. If you're producing your product, you know how quick it takes you to make a product. You can definitely let them know that it's you know, X amount of days or a couple of weeks. But definitely look at these three. These are definitely a new, different direction, something that you may not have ever thought of. But they sell a ton of mainly snacks and candies and food products. You know, if you're selling frozen food dinners or something or something to that effect, this is probably not the direction you want to go. But if you're doing smaller stuff, if you're doing snack size packaging of products, take a look at them. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up the podcast, and I definitely appreciate you guys listening. And if this was helpful, if this gave you, you know, some good ideas to kind of think outside the box and other ways that you can sell food products, definitely let me know. I appreciate the feedback. So if you guys are unaware, if you haven't seen my YouTube channel just yet, if this podcast is new to you, check out a YouTube channel, Marketing Food Online. I've got nearly 300 videos on there that will help you selling your food products, starting a food business, commercial packaging, commercial production of food, and a whole bunch of great resources. So, and as well, I just finished up my newest book. It's about 60 pages thick. It's a great manual on how to start a cottage food business from home in the state of Florida. And I'm actually going to do a book on every state, one state at a time. And it's a great resource book that will help you guys understand how to start a food business from Florida. And it's great because you can actually sell up to $50,000 in product just from your home. You can even do it part-time. It doesn't have to be a full-time thing. And you can sell it locally and then understand a little bit on how the food business works and then make a transition into a commercial facility or commercially licensed. And then you can get online and start selling. So I appreciate it. Thank you guys very much. I do hope you guys have a fantastic day.